Voting and filing resolutions. In 2019, we co-filed a resolution on climate change at the BHP Annual General Meeting, and we also regularly voted in favour of climate change resolutions at companies we own. We were also recognised for the second year running as one of Australia's top funds when it comes to voting for climate resolutions. https://www.accr.org.au/news/vote-like-dash-mean-dash-it-preliminary-report-2020/. If we own shares in companies, we're able to use that vote to try to change their behaviour. That's one reason why our approach is more nuanced than just divestment. Divesting. However, we do divest where we don't believe that engagement can make a difference and where we think there is a material pricing risk. In addition to thermal coal and tar sands, Vision Super does not invest in controversial weapons such as nuclear bombs and cluster mines, or in tobacco. No amount of engagement will make cluster mines any less likely to kill civilians, or make a tobacco company's products any less likely to kill their customers. We have also divested from tar sands and thermal coal, two of the worst contributors to climate change, because we believe there is a material pricing risk. When determining which companies we won't invest in, we set a materiality threshold at 25% of revenue with a 5% buffer. Fossil fuels. We don't believe any fund can truly claim to be fossil fuel free while fossil fuels are integrated into the global economy. Some of the biggest customers of fossil fuel energy are technology companies, aerospace companies, transport companies, agriculture, and industrial companies. In fact, any company connected to a transmission grid fed by fossil fuel energy plants. Divesting without thinking about demand as well as supply will not solve the climate crisis. We need to transition our entire way of life away from emissions production, and we will need to learn as we go. This is not easy, and will not be achieved by simply selling shares in some companies. Vision Super has a comprehensive ESG policy, which we use to guide our decision-making and to monitor the impact we have on communities and the environment. There's a growing body of evidence proving that the consideration of ESG factors, when integrated into investment analysis and portfolios, improves long-term investment performance. You can read more about how we manage climate risk in our annual corporate responsibility reports, which is part of our annual report.